Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Football Friday in the Delaware Valley. Biggest Eagles game of the year to date. 3-3 Birds at the 3-3 Cowboys Sunday night. First place on the line. We've got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, with me right now. Merrill, good morning. What are your keys to the game?
Dave, number one, reverse the trend and start fast. Coming from behind only works once in a while. Take the lead and build upon it. Number two, stop the deep passes. The Eagles have been torched repeatedly this season, and nothing is more deflating. Sacking Dak Prescott is difficult, but rush him and don't allow him to get into a rhythm. And number three, Zeke Elliott is going to get his yards, but don't allow him to run wild and have a field day. Last week, he rushed for over 100 yards, but the Jets, of all people, still managed to win. Slow him down somewhat and cover number 82, their tight end, Jason Witten. He is still their go-to guy, and send him back to the TV booth.
What stands out to you? You kind of alluded to it in your keys, and you really went into depth with it about with Zeke Elliott, but what stands out to you about Dak Prescott year four into his career?
Well, right now, he's getting rushed. In the last several weeks, in these 3 weeks where the Cowboys have lost each game, he's had more pressure on him, and that's a big thing, and it's going to be even tougher because chances are he's going to be without his number one receiver, Amari Cooper. So the Eagles can get to him. Again, you're not going to sack him a lot because he's a very mobile quarterback, but if you disturb his rhythm, he's a different guy.
If Amari Cooper does play, and he may play through injury, you know, he's obviously excellent when he's healthy, but even injured still, how good is Amari Cooper, Merrill?
I don't think any player injured is the same guy. Sometimes you're better off playing with that guy injured than you are with his backup. So he's tough. There's no doubt about that, but if he's not 100%, he's not going to be the same number 19 that he is.
Fletcher Cox is still without a sack. We've talked about it many times this year. It is really stuck out this season as one of the storylines. The Cowboys' two offensive tackles may not play. They're battling injury as well. If they don't play Smith and Collins, how much can that help Fletcher and maybe breaking through? I know Fletcher plays inside, but the offensive line has to work in a cohesive unit. How much can that help Fletcher maybe get that first sack of the season?
Well, even if they do play, I think he's going to be okay. The last couple of weeks, he has been at 100%. He has not been the problem. If you look at the game against the Jets where they had 10 sacks, he was personally responsible for one of them. And I think it was Derek Barnett who cleaned up, or it was Josh Sweat who cleaned up, but that was really Fletcher Cox's sack. And then another time he caused a deflection, which ended up in an interception by Rodney McLeod. Even last week against Minnesota, as badly as the Eagles' defense played, Fletcher Cox was in there all the time. The problem was that there were a lot of three-step drops by Kirk Cousins, and the receivers came open so quickly that no defensive tackle would have been able to get to the quarterback. So Fletcher Cox is playing well right now. He struggled early in the season, but he's back to being the all-pro type player.
Merrill, who stands out to you on the Cowboys defense?
Well, there are a lot of players on the Cowboys defense. The guy when healthy who has always hurt the Eagles is Sean Lee. I mean, their linebacking core is excellent. Safety Byron Jones is a great player. Vander Esch was in his second year. He's a very talented linebacker. So they have talent. They really have talent. But and of course, they get DeMarcus Lawrence. And he's the guy who has the great pass rush capability. You always have to watch out for their number 90.
Okay, Merrill, we've broken down the game all week. How you feeling about it?
I feel good about it. I'm not about to make any guarantees. And for that matter, there was so much made about Doug's statement. He never guaranteed anything. He was speaking the way a coach feels, and that is that whether it's Doug Peterson or whether it's Jason Garrett, they've got to go down there saying, or into a game saying, we're going to win. We're going to accomplish this, and show the confidence that he has in his team and spread it to his players. So much was made about nothing. And let me say one other thing about all of that. You hear about this player something saying this and that coach saying that. I've been told by players over the years that when you get into a game, sure, all that locker room stuff tends to get guys excited. But after the kickoff occurs and you make the first tackle or take the first hit, that all goes away and then you just play football. That stuff does not win games or lose games.
Well, I know one thing is guaranteed, Merrill, is that you and Mike Quick are guaranteed to have a phenomenal broadcast on the air Sunday night on the radio, and I'm very much looking forward to hearing that and looking forward to breaking down the game with you Monday morning. Thanks for the time, as always.
I will be bleary-eyed, but happy to do it.
I will be bleary-eyed, too. We're always bleary-eyed after these night games. It's always a painful Monday, regardless of what happens in the game, because it's so late, but we will figure out a way to get through it. Thanks, Merrill.
Thanks, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.